The sport of bass fishing has significantly changed in the last 3 or 4 months. And with me today is Don Rux, and he's the general manager of BASS. And Don, I think there's a lot of consternation out there and maybe miscommunication and people with opinions and all that. And the reason I wanted to get you on the show is so we could hear it directly from you, kind of the plan and where you're going and how things are shaping up.
Well, thanks for having me. I really do appreciate it. Well, the best way I can answer you right now is you're right. There's a lot of changes going on in the industry, but personally, I'm very excited. I think that it really hasn't sunk in yet on a lot of people that we're very committed to this new Elite Series and that we're going to raise it to a level that, in our opinion, you know, hasn't been reached yet. We're just really excited about it, Terry.
Well, you know, 35-plus years and everything was pretty static for about 30 of those 35, and then a lot of changes, of course, with super tournaments and all that. And now you've got the memorials coming up and a lot of those things. You know, the communications that I read and that I see on a daily basis sometimes doesn't tell a story. It's opinionated. It may not be on the leading edge. You know, kind of give us, if you can, ESPN has a, and ESPN Bass in particular, has a purview of what they're trying to accomplish. Kind of go through that real quick, if you could.
I'll sure do it. And it's not real detailed. Terry, first of all, the way bass fishing has been is very good. It's stable. It is not in an aggressive growth rate, but it's very good from, I'm speaking from the way tournaments have been out there. And that's going to continue, you know, with the things that the FLW Tour is doing and the FLW Series, as well as what has been their EverStarts, along with our two new tours, the Northern and Southern Tours, as well as our weekend series, the Bassmaster Series for weekend anglers. That part of the business is going to maintain. I mean, the place for people to fish as it's always been is certainly still there. What we saw is an opportunity to, and a lot of it was feedback we got from anglers, from sponsors, and many people in the fishing community, we saw an opportunity to take a little difference with the Elite Series without abandoning what we are doing in what we would call our regular tournament business. What we're trying to do, quite simply, is to build a level of for this sport that's equivalent to other major sports. Now, obviously, we're not going to be an NFL. We're not going to be an NBA. But when you look at things like the Professional Bowlers Association, when you look at things like some stages of NASCAR, can I tell you that we can have the audience attendance that a NASCAR does? No, but there's a lot of similarities in the high-profile end of the sport, even when you get to professional golf. Golf has many levels of it, just like we do in bass fishing, and there's a lot of people that participate. But golf has their premier version, which is the PGA. That's what we're doing with bass fishing. We want to raise the level. We don't want it to be the normal. We don't want it to be what we would call our regular tournaments.
Well, you know, Don, as an angler yourself, you know, and looking at this thing, I mean, strictly from a fan's perspective, they're confused, you know, and I think what you're saying is that you've got all the levels that you think are doing very, very well, and you're trying to get a level that makes this thing comparable with other professional sports, if I paraphrase a little
bit. Well, that's exactly right, and so the next question is, well, why do you want to do that? Why do you have the need to do that? Well, there's no doubt about it. We're in business, as I think all tournament organizations are in business, to make money, whether it's to make money from the tournaments or to make money from boat sales or, in our case, make money from media sales. We want to grow the business at a high level so that it'll be more profitable, not only for us as stakeholders, but for our sponsors, for the anglers, and for the industry as a whole. And we have to have what hasn't been there in bass fishing yet, and that is this bigger, this higher level that will then have a trickle-down effect on our entire sport. So we're not abandoning anything. We're adding to with the new Elite Series.
Well, there's no doubt about it that that's exactly, you know, the message that's come out so far. Now, let me ask you about this. This is something that's kind of come out of this. You guys have had to ebb and flow a lot here in recent weeks. Changes, a lot of different things going on. And kind of give me your reaction to why you had to do that.
Well, you know, be quite honest with you, we made a few mistakes. We picked up a few things from our old rules into some new rules that at first blush we thought were acceptable because they had been acceptable for some of them for 30 years. But because of the way we put the whole kit together, I could see where it troubled some people. So we had to make some changes that would make it clear for our anglers as well as our angler sponsors. And that's really what it was. I do think there's some things that are being you know, misquoted out there. I guess there's an opinion that, you know, maybe we come out with smoke and mirrors and we're trying to cover something. That's really not our goal at all. When you take one of the issues such as wrap boats and uniforms, you know, and it required some identity for some bass logos on the boats, it's really a very small area. You know, it's not a big gain for us necessarily to wrap a boat. We're not trying to make things be difficult for anglers. The reason we're so excited about that is because we think it's going to make the sport a little bit more of a spectacle. We think there's going to be it's going to be better looking for viewers. And we think the same when it gets to the anglers' uniforms, their shirts. Well, we've known. We really want to try to avoid all anglers from wearing exactly the same sponsored shirt from an engine company, as an example. Why? We'd like to have some uniqueness to that so that the anglers begin to build their own personal branding. And as the anglers draw attention to themselves, they're going to draw huge attention to their sponsors. And I think people are having trouble making that connection. I wish I was brilliant enough to say I'd thought about this. But actually, Wrap Boats started within the FLW Tour years ago. And they actually did them actually within the fiberglass colors. The difference was they did it just around the sponsors, and they didn't take it into their whole event. Secondly, NASCAR, as you know, with their colorful paint schemes, when that comes to town, it's a spectacle. And that's what we're really trying to do here. We think the ones that will be the biggest benefiters of it, the anglers and their sponsors.
Well, the ones that take advantage of it. You know, Don, as you look at this thing, it happened in a very short period of time, and I think that might have added a little bit to the consternation as well as the fact that, hey, I got to get a boat wrap. I got to come up with $55,000 for entry fees. All those kind of things kind of entered into it.
We sure do know that, and we really hate that, and we know this is not going to be for every angler, and we want to work with them the best way we can, to be as flexible as we can. And it did probably hit everybody by a little bit of surprise. But, you know, we were going down the same road, Terry. As you know, earlier in the year, we had announced a tournament trail with 200 boats, and we had, of course, had much less entry fees, and we were kind of going down the same road as the regular tournaments. And as we stepped back and listened to anglers and listened to the things, we said, hey, you know what, here's an opportunity for us to raise this sport and to do it in a way that's different, and we took all the angler input and sponsor input. Here's what you have today. And included in some of that was the discussion of Wrap Boats.
Well, there's no doubt that there's been a lot of things that have come out that will give more visibility and some of those kind of things. You know, the $55,000 is not for everybody, is it?
No, it's really not. It does take someone that is, first of all, a good angler, second of all, that is probably established and has the ability to get some sponsorship money. Sponsorship money is no big secret. Anglers have been getting sponsorship money for a long time. This is a new amount, and everybody's looking for the extra $55,000. Some anglers will probably end up spending it out of their own pocket, which will be their own decisions. But I think as we go forward and the series becomes even more elite, there's going to be more appeal to potential sponsors.
Well, you know, Don, and I want to make sure that we make this note. This is going to be kind of a two-part interview. I want to do this one, and we want to talk about the memorials a little bit because I think that's significant in this story as well. But when you look at now versus where you were, say, even 2 weeks ago, is the feedback you're getting from the anglers, I know guys are signing up, I know guys are paying and signing their contracts, is the feedback good?
The feedback is real good. I tell you what's more so encouraging to me is all the different people that are coming to the business. I mean, we're seeing, I saw a thing today, and I can't mention any names, but I saw a thing today where someone has stepped up and made the investment and has got a sponsor for 4 Wrap Boats being pulled by 4 Hummers. I mean, there's just this stuff coming in all the time that we're seeing from outside representatives. The angling community has quieted down because of I think we've answered most of their questions regarding our new program. As you said, we had to go back, I think that we've satisfied their needs there. And everything's pretty positive.
Well, let's talk, if we can, in the second part about the memorials, where you see this thing going ultimately, and then we'll kind of get back to the grassroots and the history of bass a little bit in our second part of this interview, if that's okay.
That'd be very good, Terry.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.